Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. The search ends. Mexican extortion. Trump richer than ever. And no more hip drop tackle. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the search for six of the construction workers who were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge has been called off. The loss of life could have been much worse. There was enough time between the distress call and the collision for traffic to be blocked. We don't know how many more people would have been on that bridge, but efforts were made to stop people from driving on it at about 1:30 on Monday morning. The eight-person construction crew was still on the bridge at the time, filling potholes. Two of them survived. This crash has cut off all five terminals at the Port of Baltimore, which handles most of the East Coast's shipping of farm and construction machinery, as well as cars and light trucks. The president of Mexico said that the flow of migrants will continue, his words, unless the United States meets his demands. What are those demands? Well, $20 billion a year, billion a year, for poor countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, lifting sanctions on Venezuela and ending the Cuban embargo to communist countries, and also legalize all Mexicans who are living in the United States. This is what happens when you have a weak president. You have countries like Mexico giving us ultimatums. When Trump was in office, we had the Remain in Mexico program. Mexico wasn't extorting us. Speaking of Donald Trump, you can now own a share of Donald Trump's Truth Social platform. Trump Media and Technology Group uses the ticker symbol DJT, began trading on NASDAQ yesterday. The company's market cap is $2.7 billion. Trump himself owns 58% of the shares. And due to this merger and going public, Trump has joined the Bloomberg Billionaires Index for the first time, a reported net worth of $6.5 billion. He's one of the richest 500 people in the world. All the media is talking about how broke he is and how his businesses are in peril. And he's asked to have a fire sale on his properties or else he's going bankrupt. But yesterday, he's the richest he's ever been. More fake news. The NFL owners voted to ban the hip drop tackle at their annual league meeting. This is when a defender grabs the player with both arms and falls to the ground, kind of backwards, landing on the runner's legs below the knees. There were 230 of these tackles last year, about one a game. It's up 60% from the year before. And 15 players suffered time loss injuries, so about a player a week. Former three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, J.J. Watt, said, "Let's just fast forward to belts with flags on them." I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, misinformation is a growing topic because the internet is full of falsehoods and there's little supervision on the sites. Last Sunday, Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes tried to pin the problem of propaganda on conservatives, but the truth is, all sides are guilty. The left points to Trump and the 2020 election deniers as primary culprits, and it's true that false flags were consistently waved. The colossal judgment against Fox News proves that. However, the outright deceit about Russian collusion came exclusively from the left. This is not equivalency, this is fact. I believe very few media people and politicians are trustworthy in America because they believe what they want to believe. The truth be damned. It's now my truth. How absurd. The deceptive Tower of Babel we are witnessing is the reason I set up BillO'Reilly.com. We seek the truth. We don't always find it, but an honest effort is made. We are not interested in advancing ideology or pandering to a certain audience. We don't let profit dictate news coverage. We are almost unique in the media today. Media deception dramatically harming the USA. And that's one truth not difficult to ascertain. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Bonnie Reynolds, Holton, Maine, way up there by Canada. Biden's schedule looks like he does nothing, but it only includes public events, so we don't know all the private meetings he takes in, or am I wrong? If he has a meeting with his cabinet, that is on the schedule. Now, if somebody just wanders in to the Oval Office, but I understand he's not in the office very much. I had a concierge letter asking me today, well, how come there were so many leaks during Trump and there haven't been very many leaks on Biden's White House? Because people don't have access to him. Trump is there all day running around, all right? But Biden's not. So you can assume, Bonnie, that he's got a light work schedule. Janet, I have a business in a small town in Northern California. Finding somebody who wants to work, shows up for an interview, is very rare. I keep wondering if they aren't working, how are they living with the high cost of everything? Governor Newsom has made it easy to get money, food stamps, medical, no one wants to work. There's something to that. California is a welfare state. There's something to that. People can get by, and a lot of them do off the books stuff. They don't want to be paying Social Security taxes or any tax. So there's something to it. William Farrell Jr., Milton, Delaware. Bill, you said it is unconstitutional to force products or ideology on people. Here in Delaware, by 2035, all new cars must be EVs. It's actually 232, 82%. Of the cars in Delaware have to be what they call zero emission. Now, I don't know whether that's constitutional or not. So I assume there'll be court challenges too. We'll see. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 5 years ago today, special counsel Robert Mueller publicly criticized Attorney General William Barr's handling of his Russian collusion report, Mueller's report. A few days earlier, Barr had released a summary of the findings clearing Donald Trump of any nefarious activity. Here is the story. In early 2016, reports emerged that the Trump team was coordinating with Russian agents to sway the election from Hillary Clinton. In May 2017, Robert Mueller was appointed special counsel to investigate. 2 years later, Mueller submitted his report to the Department of Justice. Barr released what he described as the principal conclusions. Wrote Barr, quote, "The special counsel's investigation did not find the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election," unquote. On March 27, 2019, Mueller refuted Barr's summary, quote, "The statement from the Attorney General did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of this office's work and conclusions. There is now public confusion about the critical aspects of the results of our investigation," unquote, from Mueller. Well, 5 years later, the public remains perplexed. Recent polls show 48% still believe Trump worked with Putin to win the White House. That number rises to 90% For Democrats, people, of course, believe what they want to believe. But there is no evidence that the Trump people coordinated with the Russians. That is a fact. And here's something else you might not know. The two men at the center of the probe have returned to private life. Mueller is back with his former law firm, where he works on cases involving crisis management. Barr is now chairman of the board for a company called Center for Legal Action. That group aims to be an alternative to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And despite their beef back in 2019, Barr and Mueller remain close friends, or so they say. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.